Hey, so this episode came out a bit late. I've been a little bit swamped with my day job, although it's only 4 hours a day and I'm paid generously for it. Sometimes things can get a little busy, you know? Unlike some of you, I wasn't born rich, you know, the kind where you actually have to make use of your brain to get some money. So I want to talk about Sierra Burgess is a Big Loser. You know, it's a movie on Netflix, and the reason I want to talk about that real quick is because, it's about to rain. So it stars one of the most popular guys on social media right now. You may know him from his romantic comedy To All the Boys I've Loved Before. His name is Noah Centineo. That's right. His last name is not pronounced as Centineo. You know, it's softer, more relaxed, like a slow wave across a smooth, pebbled coastline. You know, like brushing a curly lock of deep brown hair off of a forehead. Again, guys, it's Centineo. So he starred in the Netflix romantic comedy To All the Boys I've Loved Before. You guys probably saw that first. And what I'm saying is, most of you probably know who he is already because, hello, his face, his smile, and he's like the number one internet boyfriend right now. Anyways, enough about Noah. We'll talk about him some other time. I actually feel the need to give out my comments on the Sierra Burgess movie because when I watched it, I became genuinely upset. And I want to give girls out there a piece of my mind for them to know that, you know, some things in that movie are not okay. And you shouldn't be okay with it at all as well. Also, I have nothing else to do today, so. All right, so here are those things. First, the movie starts off with Veronica verbally abusing and bullying Sierra. Of course, because it's high school. But then Sierra's counselor also tells her she's boring. You know, great vibe so far. Second, Veronica gives Jamie, which is Noah Centineo, a fake number, and that's how the whole this catfishing adventure begins. Now, continuing to some really creepy events orchestrated by Sierra and Veronica, and where Sierra manages to sexually assault Jamie by kissing him without his permission or under false pretenses, and followed by Sierra pretending to be deaf in front of a real deaf person. I mean, who does that? And Sierra taking a drastic turn by being the bully. She hacked into Veronica's Instagram account and humiliated her in front of everyone, aka cyberbullying, right? And then here's the kicker. She blames it all on her distorted self-image because, quote, she doesn't look like other girls. Girls, if you think you're unattractive, if you think you're ugly, that doesn't give you the right to be total assholes, actually. So, that was that. Now, about my guest, he is actually a friend of mine that I met in one of the co-working spaces here in Cebu. And he's a very talented guy. He edits the audio and music in films, local films, to be exact. Also, he asked me to keep his identity hidden for some personal reasons, so we just gave him another name. Ladies and gentlemen, here's my conversation with Jay. So, hi, Jay. Thanks for joining me.
Hello.
I'm gonna need you to speak a little bit louder, because I think my microphone is not that good. I'm just using my cell phone. So, yeah, what do you do?
I play the guitar,
You play the guitar.
and I'm a music guy, arranger.
What does that mean?
I arrange songs. So let's say you have a popular song, and let's say you want to redo it for the guitar or the violin. So I come in and do that for you.
Oh, okay. So you do everything pretty much digital.
Digital and I write sheet music.
Nice. So I met Jay at one of the co-working spaces that I go to, and well, I just call him Jay because he wants to be anonymous, in short.
Anonymous kunoy.
Yeah, for special reasons, but
Okay.
what made you interested in this type of skill, sound editing?
Well, I do sound editing, but it's more of the music. I don't know, as early as 3, I was already playing an instrument. Yeah, I
Nice,
started to do
okay.
the violin, but I gave up on that. So ever
Wow,
since
okay.
I was a kid, I was already exposed to music.
Did you get that from your
Yeah,
parents?
definitely both of them play. My mom's a pianist
Wow.
and my dad's a pianist and a guitarist.
So you grew up with basically a music background
Yeah.
in your home, and yeah, that's how you got started. That's pretty cool, actually. And I understand that you DJ as well?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, let's not expound
Sometimes.
on that. Yeah.
I do.
Otherwise they're gonna know who you are. Anyways,
What type of music?
yeah, what type of music do you play?
Me or when I DJ?
When you DJ first.
Disco.
Is that like mainstream music
Like
or?
Earth, Wind and Fire, Bee Gees.
Oh, okay.
VST.
VST. I'm not familiar with that. What's VST?
OPM.
Oh, OPM, okay.
Awiting
Okay. And how about your preference in music?
I listen to everything, which is on the spectrum from top 40 to weird experimental stuff. But right now, I'm comfortable with classical music.
Classical.
Yeah.
Now, who are your top three influences or inspiration as an artist?
As an artist. Okay, see, what's his name? Joam Pernambucumbo. I think I'm saying his name right. He's a Brazilian guitarist.
Brazilian.
Yeah, around the 30s, he started this genre called choro. It means cry in Brazilian, but the music is very uplifting.
Oh,
So, like,
okay.
you should check out Sound of the Bells, or if it's in Portuguese, Son de Carilho. It's a really good song. That's one of the things I'm focusing on my guitar. Other two influences would be definitely Vangelis. I don't know if you know him. He's a guy from the 80s. He scored Chariots of Fire and Blade Runner. And they used one of his songs for the first TV Patrol like opening.
Okay. So you seem to like old music.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the other one was from the 30s?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I
And
said two. The third one would be John Donlan. He's a guy who wrote lots of pieces for the lute. It's the ancestor to the guitar. This is 16th, 17th century maybe music. Yeah, it's really nice.
Do you think we have local artists that have pretty much the same talent as the ones that you look up to?
It's not really the talent I'm looking at per se. Okay, like anyone can be talented, but these guys are a whole different level when it comes to how their brains are wired because of the composition, because
Okay.
of the stuff they're putting out. And it's really hard to judge because like I listen to Renaissance music and I can't compare it to like trap or rap
Yeah,
in
yeah,
this
yeah,
day.
yeah.
But I do have lots of friends who are super talented, but like, you know, I tend to keep this side of what I listen to myself lang, or to, you know, time, place and people. Because like I don't expect rappers to vibe to lute music the same way I don't expect classical guitarists to enjoy heavy metal.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Different strokes for different folks. And this type of, what should we call it? Work, or you know, this seems like it's time intensive. How do you manage all that? I mean, are you currently studying or working right now?
Both.
Both, and
Yeah.
then you're also doing the music
Yeah,
thing.
my rule right now is at least 2 hours of practice lang, so it's okay.
Okay, so you manage that. Okay, you do 2 hours every day to
There
like
used to
do
be
your.
four. It was 4 before then, it's just 2.
Okay.
But I want to get back to 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm going to need to ask you a couple of more personal questions now.
Sure, hit me.
So, yeah, are you good? Do you need water or...
No, I'm good.
Okay, good. All right, when was the last time...
Shouldn't you, like, lower your voice here?
No, it's fine. I think they don't care.
Okay.
When was the last time you had sex?
Me, last week.
Good for you.
You?
Me? I honestly can't remember.
Yikes.
I know.
Yikes.
Are you type of person or type of guy who thinks about sex all the time?
No, not really.
Okay.
It's okay. Okay, love.
When did you start to appreciate, like, sex, and, you know, how did that, well, how did you discover it?
Yeah, it was a novel.
When you were, like,
age? I was younger than 14, because I've been reading books since, like, the second grade, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was a Paulo Coelho book.
Wow.
11 Minutes, I think. I read that when I was first year high school.
Okay, so that's how you discovered things about sex.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a really good way of discovering things, yeah. You know, usually most of us would see it from videotapes you know, the TV. But you read it from a book.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to ask you these questions because that's basically what the podcast is about. I want people to feel comfortable talking about their sexuality and, you know, things like this. Just answering difficult questions.
Yeah.
And
This isn't really difficult for me, though.
I know.
I'm just chill.
Did you ever get, you know, the discussion from your parents?
All they would do is, like, they just say, just for protection, and you're good to go.
Oh, okay. So they just tell you to be safe.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, okay, good go.
Yeah, they seem like pretty open, so they're not really the conservative type.
No, my mom is super conservative.
Okay.
I brought that up with her.
Okay.
A month or two ago, we were talking about protection, and she was like, yeah, don't use condoms because, you know, it's against the church. I'd rather you be faithful to one girl. Like, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it doesn't. Well, it's different for them.
Yeah,
because they're from a different generation. And I'm curious, have you had a three-way happen to you?
I'm open.
You're open to the idea. Okay.
Yeah, if you know anyone, hit me up.
Well, they're not going to be able to hit you up because they don't know who you are. But in case anyone is interested, you guys can hit me up and I will hook you up with Jay. And are you single right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you enjoying it?
Okay lang.
Okay lang. Good. Good answer. You should always enjoy it whether you're single or not. So there's this book by Gary Chapman. It's called The 5 Languages of Love. You know, there's receiving gifts, quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service or devotion, and physical touch. Those are mainly the 5 things. What is your love language? Like, how do you express love?
Like, me?
Yeah.
It's hard because, like, I remember this, my old college professor. Like, it was Lit 1, literature.
Mm-hmm.
Pero she would be talking about that more because she was a marriage counselor.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know, I discovered I do all 5. I can't really pick. It's
okay.
Hard for me.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
I'm equal. And, like, if I'm, like, dating you, it's probably all 5. I can't really tell what I do more.
I see, okay. But how about, this is you giving love, but how about you feeling loved? Do you, like, feel more loved if you, like, if your partner, you know, touches you a lot or gives you quality time? What do you think?
I can't really tell because, like, for me, it goes both ways. If I give out 5, I know another 5.
Mm-hmm.
So I just look for the signs. Like, I don't really try to put an expectation
on
someone. So it's like, oh, if this is you don't have to tell me, but I know you're doing it. And then, okay, I just go. So this is how it is going to be with you.
Makes sense. Good. What else do you have going on in terms of your sex life? I mean, are you adventurous? Do you use toys, props?
No toys. Adventures, yes.
Okay, but you haven't used toys before?
No. Oh. Adventurous? Yes, a lot, actually. Lots of public stuff.
Public stuff, okay. So, that's... Okay, yeah, that's your level of adventurous. Mm-hmm. You like to do public stunts. And do you have any upcoming music events coming up that you want people to invite to?
Well, a friend of mine invited me this Saturday. There's a thing happening in Draft Punk.
Okay.
In Mango. I think it's the after party for a film fest, Benisaya.
Oh, okay. That's great. So, how about the film festival itself? Do you know when it's happening?
Yeah, Thursday to Saturday.
Okay, and then the after party is going to be
on Saturday night.
Okay, cool. Where can we find you on social media? If you want to share that,
just contact her and she'll link you.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Guys, we're on Instagram. Instagram handle is at Breakout Room. That's Breakout and then RM. This has been another episode of the Breakout Room podcast. See you on the next one.
Bye bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.